Germany and the Netherlands have taken command of the 22-nation International Security Assistance Force, known as ISAF, that is responsible for maintaining security in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Heavy security and military pomp mark the official handover of the ISAF command from Turkish to German and Dutch officers. The 4,800 ISAF troops have been responsible for security in Kabul since December 2001. A separate U.S.-led coalition force of about 10,000 troops is responsible for prosecuting the war against the remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda terror network. Speaking at the ISAF handover ceremony, Afghan President Hamid Karzai thanked the troops for helping to restore a semblance of normal life for the residents of Kabul.
Your work is providing the common Afghan man with the security and safety in which he can send his children to school, where women can go and work and earn money and make life, where people can start businesses, where life begins to function as life does in other parts of the world.
Turkish Major General Hilmi Akinzorlu handed over command of ISAF troops to German Lieutenant General Norbert von Heist. Last week, General Zorlu said he thought ISAF troops should remain in Kabul for another 2 or 3 years to ensure security. Speaking Monday in Kabul, German Defense Minister Peter Strzok said international peacekeepers were vital for Afghanistan's future stability.
We know that the lasting commitment of the international community is still necessary to overcome the devastation of 20 years of civil war, the cruel legacy of the Taliban, to create favorable conditions for economic development and democracy, and, last but not least, to make sure that Afghanistan will never become a training area and safe haven for ruthless terrorists.
German military officials say their aim over the 6 months of their command is to ensure a self-sustaining peace that would allow ISAF troops one day to go home. Afghanistan's government and the United Nations have repeatedly called for the ISAF force to be expanded beyond Kabul. They say the force could be vital for security when elections are held next year. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Kabul.